It's the Chris and Amy show on 104.1 FM KMOX. You know what happens on Thursday, Amy?
I am so excited. The NFL season officially begins.
It officially starts. Yes, it does. We have a game Thursday, but the one that we are concerned with at this very moment, the Kansas City Chiefs will open their season on Friday night in Brazil at Corinthians Arena. It's going to be really cool. So they are playing in Brazil. They'll take on the Chargers. And joining us now on the guest line is Danan Hughes, radio analyst, who was with us all last season and the one before, talking Chiefs football, and he joins us now. How's it going, Danan?
It's going all right. Good to be back with you guys. I thought you guys would get tired of me by now.
What are you talking about, man? We've been missing you.
I've seen you all over.
Seen you do some broadcasting, and I'm thinking, man, I want to talk to Danan. He's too good for us now.
Man, that makes me feel so good.
Yeah, people are like, man, did Danan Hughes big time you guys? I'm like, no, it's just, no football right now. And now that football's starting back up again and starting in Brazil for you, you leave super early tomorrow morning to head to Sao Paulo.
Yeah, we do. We get on the plane, I think, around 6 a.m. or get going to the airport by then. And I believe it's supposed to be like around an 11-hour flight. So, for me, it doesn't matter. I sleep the entire way. Like, I probably get the best sleep on planes.
That's amazing.
I remember a couple of years ago, we went to Germany, and I believe it was around the same amount of time, 12-hour flight. And I was asleep for 10 of the 11. Coming back, I slept for 9.5 of the 11.
What? I don't get it.
Are you sitting up while you're sleeping?
Yep. Wow. Sitting up, got my neck pillow, and I am out cold. I was just traveling with my wife this past weekend for Labor Day, and I was asleep through a whole 3-hour delay on the plane. I did not realize that it was delayed. So I did that last year, too, with the Chiefs. On a Chiefs plane, we had delay last year. So I don't know what it is. When I'm sitting still, my body just kind of shuts down.
So I am so jealous.
So, and no pharmaceutical assistance to sleep on the plane?
Nope. Just my earphones and put on my sunglasses, and I am out like a light.
This might be more impressive than your NFL career.
I can't believe it.
Your career, like you officially. I mean, this that you made it to the NFL.
This is my friend Danan. Two really cool things about him. One, he played in the NFL. Yeah, cool. Big deal. Also, he goes to sleep on airplanes and sleeps the entire time. Okay. That's amazing.
I know we got to get to football, but
We don't have to. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Having this quality, but then also being with a professional sports team, isn't that a potentially dangerous combination for pranks? I know there were some.
Yeah. Not really. I mean, I'm old and washed up now, so they don't bother me.
Yeah, but did you have this skill when you were younger?
Actually, I've always had this skill. I never sat up on planes. I'm not a movie watcher or anything like that. I just knock out. It's almost like I can't not do it. That's the thing.
If
you ask me to sit up and play cards or watch a movie or something like that, I'm like, my body just says, no, this is where I'm comfortable. Good night. We'll see you in Sao Paulo. So that's a good thing.
You're going to live to be 120.
You are.
It's amazing.
And you're meant to travel. Okay.
So, all right, yeah, let's talk some football here. And I guess more specifically, let's talk about this game in Brazil. And as you mentioned, the Chiefs. Friday Night Lights. You've played in Germany, now in Brazil. I know some teams, there's so much that goes into having to travel to another country and then be there for a while. And you get there well in advance. And maybe it could be as tiring as travel can actually get, modern travel. How do you feel about these games that are overseas?
I don't mind them. I understand the business of the NFL, and I think what a lot of fans have to recognize is that what the NFL has done, whether it was Paul Tagliabue or Roger Goodell or whoever's been at the helm, is they've made it a global sport 365 days a year. And just like here on the U.S., on this soil, we might think that we put down football for a few days a year. We have to recognize that overseas, it's never put down. Yes, soccer might be the most popular sport in a lot of countries, but when you talk about Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and now obviously with Travis and Taylor Swift and the Super Bowls and all the, you know, the game-winning drives and the magic by Mahomes, like, people from all over the world are enamored with that. So I think it's great for the NFL. It was a fun experience in Germany a couple of years ago. It was cold, so I'm kind of amped up about the fact that we're going this early and we're going to Brazil where it should be around the same temperature or similar temperature as here. So I like that it's early in the season. As we mentioned, we're leaving in the morning. So there's always a method to the madness, because when we went to Germany, we actually went overnight. So we got to the facility around 9 p.m., I believe, and then we got to the airport, and it was a red eye. So this one's different. I feel like the reason why it's different is because, and Andy is more calculated than anybody, and this is just my guess, in this circumstance, because we play at night and it's 2 hours difference there, and we have this circumstance where if the players were here in Kansas City, they would be up from 7 until 7, right? Whether it's practice, whether it's running errands, whether it's getting treatment or whatever. So your body clock doesn't really change in regards to how far you're traveling, because you're traveling during the time when you would normally be up and moving around. And I feel like there's some calculated understanding or recognition, I should say, about that, because we want to hit the ground running. And everybody's worried about the flight and how you shake that off. I've been in that locker room. I played twice in Japan, and we played once in Mexico when I was playing back in the 90s. And those were 13-hour flights to Japan, and we had to play games. And you just make the best of it. Once you shake out your body, and you see somebody across the field from you with a different jersey and different helmet, you want to go hit somebody in the mouth. that's what we got to get amped up to do.
No, I mean, that's such a great point. I mean, when you're flying basically due south, 11 hours due south versus 11 hours east, you don't have that big time change. You know, going to Australia or Japan, it can really mess up the body clock, but this is just a little bit east, mostly south, so a two-hour difference. That, like you said, you can hit someone in the mouth really on the same time schedule.
Yeah, I mean, and think about it. That Germany game was in the middle to latter part of the season. So you had all the dynamics of your body's already hurting. You're battling through injuries and stiffnesses and all that stuff. And then you had to go play a game. Now these guys, they're champing at the bit for an opportunity to play another team, especially an AFC West opponent and rival in the Chargers. This is another year where the Chargers are picked, go figure, they're picked to be a team to either win the AFC West or be at the top with the Broncos, and maybe we're getting overlooked just a bit. Everybody wants to say that at some point this rain has to stop. I disagree. So I'll say, let's keep it rolling. We got a 10th straight AFC West championship on the line this season, and what better way to start it than going against the Chargers?
So you still think the Chiefs are the favorite this year?
Absolutely. I think until you dethrone the champs, then we are the champs. And we're still starting the season off with a similar offensive line with a couple of new pieces. We're still starting the season off with the same defensive line with one new piece. We're starting with the defensive backfield, our offensive backfield, which is, I think, more loaded than it was last year. We don't have the injuries like we had last year, where we had to sustain Rashee Rice being out, Hollywood Brown being out, Isaiah Pacheco being out. Now, we don't have Rashee for these first six games, I should say, but we still got a second-year Xavier Worthy that had 9 touchdowns on scrimmage last year, and you got to expect it to be better and better opportunities, or more opportunities, I should say, now with Rashee down for these first 6 games. So I like where we are. I think Patrick's got something to prove. The last taste in the mouths of this Chiefs team and the Chiefs kingdom was that debilitating loss in the Super Bowl. It was embarrassing. Nobody's really talked about it, which is a good thing. But I feel like as a player, I remember having retribution in the back of my mind and wanting redemption. And these guys are primed to do it. Like, everybody's kind of counting them out, thinking maybe I've seen on TV where they said, you know, we've shown our weakness and we're not, you know, we're not untouchable anymore because of the way the Eagles beat us in the Super Bowl. And that's got to fuel those guys up in the locker room, because I know from being that guy, okay, I'm going to show you. If you think that we're done, let's lace them up and let's show it. And you got to go out there and prove it. And I think this team's ready to do that.
Hey, Dana, not to linger on this, but with Rashee Rice and his suspension, was the team expecting six games? Do you think, was that higher, lower than you thought? And then also, what can his interaction be with the team during that time?
So I always said from the time I saw the video, I said this is a six-game suspension.
Really?
Now, up until this point, there were people around, people I'm close with, that were thinking 10. Some people were thinking 4. Then when you had Addison from the Vikings only get 3, people were hopeful that he would get 3 or 4. But I just kind of felt like 6 was the lane that they were going to be in, especially when you have the added component that he left the scene and you have the video. And when you have other guys like Addison is a perfect example, there was no video. So you probably get off a little lighter when you don't get to see the infraction. And because we got to see the infraction, unfortunately, nobody died or was seriously injured. Now you got a situation where the video is there. We see you walking off and you got 6 games. Now, with the suspension, you cannot be around the team. You cannot be around the facility. You cannot participate in anything. So he has to be diligent and disciplined in staying in shape. He participated in everything in the offseason, OTAs, training camp, mini camps, preseason games. And now he's got to take the task on his shoulders of when it's time in week 7 for him to come back, he's got to come back and be in as quality shape as he is right now. And that's going to be something that everybody's going to be paying attention to, especially his teammates.
And I imagine the organization is not happy with him.
Well, I don't think they were happy from the onset. Like, I don't think the unhappiness or the lack of, or I should say just the concern of the situation greatened ever since then. I think once you saw the video, it's like, dang, okay, this is going to be a blow to our team. And you have the component of him being injured last year and only playing in those first 3 games and getting injured against the same Chargers team. So I feel like when you saw last year what he could be and how his season was going, there was something, you know, in him that said, you know what, I got to go and show and prove, and I am the number one receiver, even though Xavier Worthy is showcasing his skills the way he is. But I can't say that the disappointment is any higher or lower than it. It's just, I think there's more of an exhale right now, to be honest. It's like, okay, now we know what we're working with. Up until this point, we did not know. I think sometimes the NFL does a disservice to the fan bases and to the teams by drawing things out as long as they do. But I think everybody around the Chiefs organization, and I would say the Chiefs fans, are content. I won't say happy, but I would say they are content with the fact that we now know how we're going to have to approach this first quarter of the season plus without Rashee Rice in the lineup. And we don't have to worry about week 1, week 2, week 3, him playing in every single week, wondering if the hammer was going to be dropped and he was going to be suspended during the middle of the season. So there's some peace of mind when you have that component.
Man, it cannot be easy coming back in week 7 when everyone else is full stride. How do you stay sharp enough? How do you stay NFL sharp, NFL ready on your own?
It's actually easier to come back in that circumstance, because here's the thing. If I've been sitting on the sideline, or not even being able to sit on the sideline, I have to sit in the stands or stay at home and watch the games, and I see my brothers that I've worked out with, blood, sweat, and tears, gone through the ups and downs and the rigmarole of the off season and training and all that, and I see them out there laying their lives or their livelihoods on the line every single game, and I can't help contribute. Like, there's a blow to my ego and to my persona that I'm like I'm a caged animal. Let me back on this field as quickly as possible so I can go do what God has blessed me to be able to do. So I feel like with that in mind, and then having coming back from the injury last year and having the embarrassment of this whole ordeal, like I expect Rashee Rice to hit the ground running like no other. And so I don't think it'll be as difficult. It's not like he's new to this organization. It's not like he's new to this offense. He's going to have the psychological factor involved and understanding the offense and being able to jump right into the huddle. But from a mental standpoint, that's where it's going to be like if you don't have Rashee Rice on your roster in fantasy football, you better have him on your roster week 7. Because that first game, when you have something to go and show and prove to the world and you feel like everybody, you've let everybody down or you feel like there are people counting you out, as an athlete, you always try to internalize different things to keep you motivated. Like I joked with you guys in the past. I said, you know what, I go on the field and I think the other team said something about my mama. They kicked my dog. They spit on my sister. Like whatever I can generate mentally to hate the other team and to want to go out and embarrass them and showcase to the world that I belonged, that's what you generate mentally. So for Rashee, like he's going to have all the incentive in the world to be able to go out and perform at the highest level because I feel like he's going to feel isolated up until that time.
Yeah, Michael Jordan, it was the rookie. I forgot who it was. It was a rookie. He said he made it up in his mind the rookie said something bad about him. And he went out and put up 50 on him or something. Like the guy said nothing about him, and yeah. You know Jordan just made it up. You athletes are weirdos, man. I love it.
Yeah. I've always said I'm a sandwich short of a picnic. There you go.
Dane and Hughes, have a safe trip to Brazil. We will be watching on Friday night. Chiefs Chargers. Looking forward to the season. Thank you, man.
Thank you all. Go Chiefs.
Dane and Hughes, radio analyst for the Kansas City Chiefs. We are, of course, the home of Chiefs football when Cardinals baseball is not happening, but Cardinals baseball is happening on Friday night. So the Chiefs open the season Friday. It's the Chris and Amy Show on 104.1 FM KMOX.
You left town on Wednesday of last week.
Yeah.
The very next morning, hours after you left town, Sheriff Alfred Montgomery was indicted on a federal charge.
What do you mean indicted for what?
On a federal charge. This was on the situation with Tammy Ross, the former jail administrator who was detained by the sheriff's office with the when the sheriff couldn't get access to a victim, and then he detained her, and it was a very odd situation. And at any rate, he has been indicted.
Huh. Okay.
They literally waited until
I left town.
To Sean Malone, KMOX reporter, and he said, "You're never going to believe this." And he broke the news about the sheriff being indicted. And he and Sean is not saying that there's a correlation causation thing going on here, but he did say it is interesting that the attorney general waited until the sheriff's one supporter left town before they moved forward with the charges.
It is interesting.
You wonder.
I might be his only supporter, but I'm happy to be on that wall. I'm happy to be sticking up for my guy.
Well, it's
And Save My Sheriff will continue, especially since the Attorney General has decided to drop the nepotism charge against him.
Yes.
Because
he took a paternity test and he said, "See, I'm not the father."
See? I told you he didn't do anything wrong.
And then I asked Brad Young, who was filling in for you that day.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. So he's not the father, but there are so many blended families today where you have stepsons and stepdaughters and maybe a girlfriend, maybe a partner, maybe it's not official. I mean, I think do nepotism rules follow incest rules?
What? where are you going with that?
You know what I mean?
No.
Like, a stepson isn't related by blood, but that's still incest.
Oh, my God.
If you were going to hire him or sleep with him, it's wrong.
Oh, my God.
That's the question.
Oh, my God.
What?
I don't want to look at your Google search history. I bet it's bad.
I bet
it's really bad.
Just because it it's not a blood relation doesn't mean it's not family.
Amy.
And that's our question of the week coming up next.
Question of the week.
Is it incest?
Let's ask Mike Moon what he thinks. How old is she, 12? 12, that's fine. Listen. Listen, this is not the kind of thing that we should be talking about. Also, I really do appreciate...
What do you mean?
I really do appreciate that when we talk about Alfred Montgomery, we think Scotland the Brave. I think it fits perfectly with Alfred Montgomery. All right. We have our question of the week. We'll tell you what it is. We need your participation next on KMOX. Chris and Amy on KMOX. Thanks for being with us every day from 9 until noon. Then the Gas House Gang at 12 o'clock. Today, it's Oliver Marmol on the show. He's on with us for about the first half hour or so. Brant Brown, the hitting coach, will be on as well. So you will want to stay tuned. That's happening at 12 o'clock. Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, and me. We have our question of the week this week, Amy, and it occurred to me as I was driving back home from Chicago, from the Oasis show, life-changing. So I'm on the way home, and I realize about 2 hours into my drive that I was driving in silence, that I didn't have on any music, I wasn't listening to a podcast, I wasn't listening to KMOX. I wasn't listening on the Odyssey app. The baseball game, I think, was going on at the time. Just straight up silence. And it occurred to me, oh my God, I'm not listening to anything. I don't even know what I was thinking about, but I was just driving. And I thought, this is insane behavior, right? This is what a crazy person does.
You did pose that question to me and Matt Pajeski. And at first I was thinking, have I driven in silence? I thought maybe like if it's 5 minutes to the grocery store, but that would be an accident because I always have the radio, the actual terrestrial radio on.
Right.
And unless I'm listening to my phone and I don't turn my phone on. And then I realized that you meant, is it crazy to drive in silence?
For a long time.
For a long time. Like to Chicago. So I texted you, did you drive in silence to Chicago?
Not the whole way.
But a big chunk of it. Over half the time you were in silence. And that's when I immediately responded that, yes, that is psychopath behavior. Murderous, serial killing, psychopath behavior.
Yeah.
For
yeah.
sure.
I know I've done it more than once. This is not unusual for me to drive like 15, 20 minutes and not put anything on, not listen to anything. And I wonder, is that normal?
No.
So our question of the week, and we need you to participate, at Chris Amy KMOX. Follow us on Twitter. That's where the scientific poll sits. That's where it lives. You can vote. You need to follow us. Then you can vote. Is it insane to drive in silence? And even though I do it more often than you would like a person to do it, I think it's crazy. I think it's crazy. And we'd like you to leave your comments below as well. So tell us why you do or why you think it's nuts. Just tell us. Maybe let me know that I'm not alone in driving in silence, because I will find myself, like I will be in a car 15, 20 minutes, you know, driving somewhere in town, and I will realize, oh, I'm not listening to anything. And I've gone this whole way.
Yeah,
it's weird.
I think it is weird. It's very weird. I mean, like I said, I could drive for a few minutes without anything in the car because it's an accident. I haven't turned my Bluetooth on my phone. But I mean, I have the terrestrial radio on 104.1 FM all the time. So when I turn the car on, the radio turns on.
It's just
on.
Automatically
Are
on.
Are you turning your radio off?
I think I might be.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I might be.
Like, you are in the car, and you hear the noise, and you turn it off.
Well, sometimes I think I've got the Bluetooth hooked up, you know, from my phone.
Yeah.
And I don't turn it right back on when I get in the car, so there is just naturally silence.
Yeah.
Because it's on the auxiliary Bluetooth setting. So maybe that's why, and I just don't realize it. But I also think there are times where I just turn it off.
Yeah, I do not. Now, I've needed calm and silence before, or I should say silence. I've needed calming, something calming. So I will listen to like slow music because it's just, it's very calming. But I like have, you have to have something on in the car.
I agree with you.
A lot of talk.
I agree with you, but I don't do it. John is watching on YouTube and says it's not psychopathic, but it's not psychopathic. Right. Maybe there is something crazy
about
it.
So are you thinking? Or do you just turn into a black hole?
I'm not David Putty just staring at the back of an airplane seat.
You kind of are, though. What are you thinking about?
I don't know,
loneliness?
Amy.
Maybe. Unhappiness?
Yeah, I'm lonely in the car. Nobody's there to talk to me.
But that's what talk radio is for. When you listen to KMOX, we are your friends talking to you.
I think sometimes I feel like I am constantly inundated with sound, and maybe I just want a little bit of quiet.
I feel that. That's what's interesting.
A lot of stimulus all the time.
So much. Too much. Even, because I really am a P1. And it's insane. It's almost psychopathic how much I listen to the radio. But sometimes you just want to like take a shower in silence.
Yeah, I do that.
The water versus having the radio or music on.
It's relaxing.
I don't like that. Yeah. And I'm trying to think. Okay, I guess the closest thing, I enjoy running. You know, I don't listen to music when I run.
Running.
Running. Jenny.
Why did it sound like that?
I don't know. But all I know is I do enjoy running, but I will listen to, for slow runs, audiobooks. But when I'm running hard, when it's a workout, I cannot listen to anything because I can tell you the exact feeling. It's like when you're following directions and you're trying to get someplace you haven't been to before, and the last few quick turns, you always turn the volume down.
Yes, because you want to make sure you get it right and concentrate.
You turn the volume down and you follow the last few turns.
Yeah.
That's how it is when I'm running hard. I don't want any sound.
A texter says, has anyone checked on Ranj's Chicago family? He may have butchered them this trip. No,
to be honest,
I did not.
I thought about that.
There is no...
If you were going to drive up there to commit a murder...
I did not,
and drive home, you would do it in silence because you'd be so distracted. I think that's why it's psychopathic, because you're so in your own head, you don't even realize that you're not listening to anything, and that's terrifying.
That might be it. Another message says, a quiet car ride can be a respite from a noisy world. It gives my mind a rest.
Yes, because Ranj's apartment is probably so loud with all of the kids running around there.
out of context, coming up right there.
Come on, man.
You live alone. You are alone all the time.
You don't know what
I do. There are parents out there who would die to have an hour of your quiet little selfish life.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Yes. And so if all the people who get in the car, you're the last one who needs silence. And when it is noisy, half the time it's your voice.
This message, sometimes I get tired of the chatter and the same songs and I turn it off and it's refreshing. Silence is golden. Harambe is also checked in.
Okay, Harambe, thanks for not texting while Ranj was gone. I thought you were dead.
Yeah, Harambe's alive and well, unlike the other Harambe.
Harambe is dead.
The original Harambe, not so lucky. This Harambe says, I don't even like existing in silence. Constantly have the Odyssey app streaming KMOX in my ears. You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we don't want you to drive in silence, because it's crazy, so don't do it. What you can do instead is listen to the Odyssey app
now,
or 104.1 FM.
Patrick is watching on Facebook. He says, I do it all the time, driving in silence. Maybe that's what's wrong with me? Question mark. Not crazy. Sometimes I just want silence. Robert also says, our business is generational. We are always pulling trailers. My grandfather insisted on silence to listen for trouble. It was stressful just waiting on something to go wrong.
See? And a message from a 636. We went golfing on edibles once. Silence from hole 3 to hole 18. Golfing with friends. You don't talk
edibles.
For 15 holes.
Damn Pasta is watching on YouTube and says, I try to drive with no distractions at least once a month. Getting in tune to how your car sounds can help you detect problems early and possibly. And it's time to think and self-reflect. That's why I listen to talk radio. My car sounds terrible.
Your car sounds like a
I found
diesel.
Out what it is. Exhaust leak.
This whole time?
Mm-hmm.
You could have died from the poisoning.
Well, it's still leaking. He said it's fine for a while.
He
said it's probably been like that for years.
Carbon monoxide.
I don't know. I just.
Good Lord. Well, don't sit in your car with it running.
I do that a lot.
Like sitting?
Yeah.
Don't do that. Maybe get that fixed. Michael Kelly just texted us personally.
Okay.
We have his phone number, so we're cool. He says 4.5 hours in silence is psychotic.
Yes.
Well,
thank you.
I did 2 hours.
Thank you.
It wasn't 4.5.
No, but it could have been.
And I like this message to the text line at 314-436-7900. We talk about no screen time for our eyes and mind. Why not no sound time for our ears? I think that makes perfectly sense. Perfectly good sense.
Why not no sound?
Yeah. Why not have just silence?
Yeah. Woody says to keep my windows open. Jeez Louise, am I going to die?
Yeah.
Why didn't the car guy tell me that?
Did he just say, you're fine?
Yes.
Well.
He said, it's probably been like this for a few years. You're fine. Because I'd probably get looked at, though.
Well,
I go, I'm at the car place now. He's like, oh, no, you need an exhaust specialist. I'm like, who's an exhaust specialist?
Guys, we have one way to solve the problem of Amy constantly coming here. She's always here. Another message says, in today's episode, let's pretend for once Amy's not the crazy one.
That's rude.
I think writing in silence is perfectly normal. All right. See, so I don't feel as bad now.
Like, I get how a little bit, the only time I've ever really written in silence is if something is just bad. Like, something's bad or I'm really upset. And my brain feels all discombobulated, then maybe I would drive in silence. But
yeah.
I think in general, it means you are killing people, I think. Probably.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Although this message from an 817 says Dexter drove in silence.
Yeah.
Is that true? I didn't watch the show.
I named a couple serial killers that I'm pretty sure drove in silence.
The Idaho guy? Well, you think he did?
I didn't want to. It's too, yeah.
So we have a message from a listener who writes, I drove 10 hours back from New Orleans without any sound. My wife was even with me. We didn't talk much. We've been married 32 years. 10 hours in a car with somebody and you barely talk and no music, no podcast, no talk show.
Yeah. I will say, so I mentioned the 24 miles on Saturday that I ran. I ran it with my coach, and it was a pretty tough one. We had two big workout sections. We talked during the warm-up, and we talked during the cool-down, but there's about 16 miles, so however long that takes, that we didn't say a word. We didn't talk.
Well, I think that...
We didn't talk the whole time.
I don't know. Maybe sometimes you just need a little bit of a rest from talking, from even listening. You should just be alone with your thoughts for a bit.
What I do like is that Michael Kelly... I love him. He texted me and you and Matt Pajeski about that he agrees with me. 4.5 hours in silence is psychotic. But I also like that the previous text was just a picture of a giant bag of mashed potatoes.
What?
The previous text, what popped up on my phone is a picture of Matt Pajeski holding a 5-gallon bag of mashed potatoes.
That was from Michael's
bag.
That was from
Michael's birthday party. There were mashed potatoes and they had leftovers, so they filled a giant Ziploc bag with mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
And Matt Pajeski went home with it.
I did.
Did you eat them all?
I don't think I got to all of them.
That's a lot of potatoes, dude.
I did eat all the chicken, though.
So text us. Let us know what you think. And also follow us on Twitter at ChrisAmyKMOX. Vote in our poll of the week. The question of the week, is it insane to drive in silence? We want to hear from you and leave a comment, too, there while you're at it. It's Chris and Amy on KMOX. 314-436-7900 to text us. Also, if you are interested in participating in our weekly no prize pick'em segment where we pick football games. And we do it on Fridays in the morning, ahead of the weekend schedule. If you are ever interested in that, go ahead and text us and we'll put your name on the list and we will potentially get to you. 314-436-7900. But a text message from Big Blonde Dan, who checks in and says, This might be the first time a radio show has advocated for silent driving while live on air. Well, I don't know if I'm advocating for it.
You kind of are. It feels like you were advocating.
No, I wanted to know if I was crazy.
You were promoting silence. You were promoting listening to nothing.
Well,
here's you. I'm Chris Ranji. Audio is overrated. Sometimes you just need silence.
No.
Yeah, that's what you did.
No.
I don't even turn the radio on. What's a radio?
Let me stop you right there.
You know what this job is, right?
Let me stop you
right
there.
We're not just hanging out.
You do not need silence between 9 and 1 o'clock. 9 a.m. and 1 p.m., you do not need it because you need this show, number one, from 9 to noon.
Wait a minute.
Then you need Gas House Gang at 12.
Yeah, but I thought the fun started at 1.
No. Well, the talk starts at 9.
Okay, is that us?
And maybe you're just not in the mood for fun at 1.
Oh, you know what? When I think there's a lot of times that I want fun, usually not at 1.
No? When do you want it?
9 to noon.
9 to noon?
Yeah.
So we do fun 9 to noon.
Yeah. One is when you should take a nap.
Yes.
Turn off your radios and take a nap.
Okay, stop that. No, we're not doing that. Another message from a listener says, I time how long it takes my husband to say something on a long ride. So this sounds like a marriage that's not going well.
No, I think it's going great.
No, because she is saying, she's testing him.
I think it's
she's
funny.
Like, he's not going to talk to me. So I'm going to time how long it takes for he talks to me. Instead of saying, hey, you know, sir, would you mind talking to me? Sir, tap him on the shoulder. Sir.
Excuse me, sir.
I'm here. Could you listen?
No, I think
it's... Could you say something, please?
I think it's funny because I think she knows him, knows his habits, and she's getting humor like this time. She's like, oh, 17 minutes, and thinks it's funny.
Well, maybe it is.
That's how I would view it.
Another listener says, man, both of you enjoy the silence while you can. Should you ever have children, then you will know and appreciate it. That's silence.
So many of my friends who are moms... Where they're like, oh my gosh, Amy, I wish I could just pee by myself.
Oh.
So you go in to pee and someone's like, Mom!
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't even go to the bathroom by yourself when you're mom.
That wouldn't work. Hey, kid, this is private time for me. Get the hell out. That's all you gotta do is tell your kids, get the hell out, and they'll listen.
Like Uncle Frank in Home Alone.
That's right. Look what you did, you little jerk.
That's so mean.
All right. Everything you missed is on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Find the Chris and Amy show also on your smart speaker. You could say, listen to the Chris and Amy show. Play it, please. And then Alexa will do that for you.
You could say, play
the Chris and Amy show. Coming up next, it is the Gas House Gang. Oliver Marmol, Brant Brown, Bernie Miklas, Tom Ackerman, Chris Ranji. Next on KMOX.